A few weeks ago, I had the privilege of emceeing, I guess. I think I was a judge, a really unqualified judge, but the pitch event for the James Tyree Awards. And we're getting down to the announcement of the winner. It comes at the Chicagoland Chamber of Commerce's annual meeting on June 5th. So over the past few weeks, we've been talking to each of the three finalists. And our final finalist in the studio today is Rebecca Fife. She is the person behind Landmark Pest Management. Rebecca, welcome to the Wintrust Business Lunch.
Thank you, Steve. It's nice to see you.
And you came in on a holiday. Look at you. You must be... Oh, I just noticed your necklace. That's pretty impressive.
I try to wear a real bug every day.
Really?
This is a rhinoceros beetle from Madagascar.
And it's about, I would say, 4 inches, right? Kind of a pendant. What do you call that? A pendant?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. So, you know, Tribune Tower, they're moving, they're redeveloping and everything. We're moving out of these studios. You know this. When there's construction, there's disruption on some of the people who live in the building. I've seen bugs almost that big.
We can help you with that.
I'm going to move. That's what I'm going to do. Tell me about, first of all, let's start with the big award you just got, the National Small Business Person of the Year, a national award from the SBA. That is hugely impressive. Congratulations.
Thank you. It was particularly an honor because they don't just look at our business growth or the number of employees that we have, but they look at our philanthropy and really who we are in the community.
Who are you in the community?
Well, Landmark Pest Management not only serves high-end clients like Michelin-starred restaurants and James Beard Award-winning chefs, but we make sure that we prevent communities from going underserved. So, for instance, we provide the pest control for hundreds of schools. And when a student brings bed bugs to school and they crawl off and they're found on the classroom, instead of merely treating the classroom, we, at our own expense, help that family invoke their rights under the Chicago Bed Bug Ordinance if they're a renter so that their home will get treated free of charge. We think that with 89% of public school students being economically disadvantaged in the city of Chicago, that they have a lot of obstacles to learning, and disparate access to pest control doesn't need to be one of them.
How often does that happen that you go into someone's home?
Daily.
Is that right? Every day?
Yeah.
Wow. And I was talking earlier about the fact that, is it IBT? What's the phrase you for the your method of...
IPM, Integrated IPM. Pest Management.
I had the I, and that was it. Right, so I was saying earlier, well, it's a quote-unquote humane way to deal with pests, but it is in a way, right? Explain that for me.
Yeah, absolutely. So looking around your studio, I'm looking at the baseboards, and old-fashioned pest control would come in and they would spray your baseboards, and over time, after month of accumulation, that residue would flake off, it would get in the HVAC system, it would make your eyes and your skin itchy, and we don't know the implication on your health from breathing those concentrated chemicals.
Right.
What we do is totally different. We use the science of the way the insects feed to place targeted bait gels and other targeted products that have low or no toxicity, where the North Carolina Department of Entomology went in and they swabbed surfaces using that old-fashioned method and found pesticide residues. Then they did it using the integrated pest management method, and they found that our method, IPM, has the same or better control of insects, is the same price, is just as time-effective and quick-acting, yet it has no pesticide residue on non-target surfaces.
Two things. First of all, then why aren't more people doing it?
They're not doing it because it's about 30% more expensive, but I think that when you're talking about human health and safety, that's really a difference that people need to pay for.
So is your company then more expensive to hire than the people who are just spraying the pesticides?
Yes, we are. People who just want to pay the cheapest prices probably wouldn't choose to work with our company. We really work with clients who focus on the health of the building's occupants and the environment.
Okay, the other thing that's a little off key here, but just struck me when you said you're looking around here and you see the baseboards and everything. I had a chance to interview Annie Leibovitz, the great photographer, several years ago. And I asked her, I said, you know, does your profession sort of inhibit you, or is it always with you? Are you always seeing things in terms of a picture? This could be a picture, that could be. So when you walk into every building, are you always looking for pest issues and pest possibilities?
I truly am. I walk through a building as if I were a mouse. I'm looking for penetrations into the building that aren't sealed, for doors that need door sweeps. So I really think that if Landmark Pest Management cares for a building, we need to make our services obsolete at that building by sealing it up.
You know, so I have an issue. I have a house built in the 30s. They added on to it, so it's over the back of it's over a crawl space. And we have a few mice that will get in every winter somehow, and I can't figure out where. So we trap them. We put out stuff. this is what we're talking about here, right? You would come to the house, find out where they're coming in. Is that easy to find?
It is easy to find, as long as you really do a comprehensive inspection, looking for every single gap. If you can fit a Bic pen into a gap, a mouse can get through.
Rebecca, how do you find all those gaps, though? I don't get that. I walk around my house and I give up.
Absolutely. Well, that's why we're just a little bit more pricey, because that value goes to our client. So we spend the time on site with a structural expert. Our staff aren't just pest control personnel. They're masons. They're tuck pointers. So they have the expertise to find those gaps.
You came to this sort of through sadness in a way. Explain that for me.
I did. My cousin, Ray Walker, who is 10 years older than I was as a toddler playing in a Chicago alley. And he lived in a neighborhood where his mom didn't have a safe playground to send him and his sister to. So she tried to reclaim the alley between her apartment building and the next building from a feral pigeon population. And she stirred up a lot of that guano when she was cleaning it while Ray was there riding his tricycle. And he contracted encephalitis. He became blind. He had grand mal epilepsy as a result. And he later passed away. So it's really what was instructive to me to study wildlife disease epidemiology and pest control. And that's one of the things that makes Landmark unique. We're not just a pest control firm. We really exist at the intersection of social justice, public health, and pest control.
That's an interesting sort of thing where you tell someone on your business card or wherever that you are a social justice-driven pest control company.
Yes.
Are there many of you?
I've never heard of one.
No, that's pretty unusual. Okay, so you just got the big SBA award. You're up for the James Tyree Award. This is a business show. What do you advise others who have an idea or are running a small business? How do they sort of get going, or what's your best advice for them?
Sure. Well, my tip for small business owners in Chicago, or business owners in general, stems to an adage that I've heard repeated many times, which is, if you can't succeed in Chicago, you can't succeed anywhere. It was attributed to both Studs Terkel and Daniel Burnham.
But actually, I said it once too, Rebecca.
You did? Okay, yeah. It's attributed to you, Steve. But I think...
The three of us were hanging out one night at Sturch's up on Lincoln Avenue.
I think that when people say, if you can't succeed in Chicago, you can't succeed anywhere, that they must know about the Chicagoland Chamber of Commerce, because being a member of the Chicagoland Chamber has been not only absolutely pivotal in promoting my business, but it's given me the resources that I need by allowing me to tap into other chamber members first before I look outside the chamber.
Is that typical? I mean, always joining a chamber, joining a group like that help? Because I know I talk to a lot of writers. They talk about writers groups and things like that. The Chicagoland Chamber or other organizations, I would imagine, serve the same sort of function.
You know, not necessarily, because I've been a member of other chambers in past decades, and I didn't necessarily feel that they did as much as the Chicagoland Chamber of Commerce. So I really specifically recommend the Chicagoland Chamber.
The award ceremony is coming up next week. It's $50,000. If you are the recipient of that $50,000, what do you do with it?
Well, we have a whole scope of work where clients are begging us to get the equipment that we need and the personnel that we need to serve them, and that's food manufacturing. We're the leader for high-end restaurants in Chicago, and the manufacturers that supply those restaurants are saying, Landmark, we need you, we need your quality, but there's a big cost to entry to get the equipment I need. So the James Tyree Award would facilitate that and would allow the creation of 6 new jobs immediately.
Rebecca Fife, listen, it's been great talking to you. I wish you the best of luck. Thanks for coming by.
Thanks, Steve.